Well, I have a little thought I'd like to share this afternoon, and has to do with rest a little bit, but it's not intended to put you to sleep. I see too many going to sleep, I'll probably sit down. I want to get a scripture in the book of Luke, the 10th chapter and the 38th verse. This is a familiar text, but I believe it's something that we need to be reminded of from time to time. Luke, the 10th chapter and the 38th verse. It's the account with Mary and Martha. Said it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. I was thinking about the importance and the value of being able to take time to sit at the Lord's feet. We live at such a fast-paced society and world today. People are on the go here and there, and if we're not careful, we can get tangled up. And there's a lot of different things that can cause us to get tangled up. But when we recognize some of the things that was happening with Martha within her heart and her spirit, she was busy, wasn't she? But it said she was cumbered. And she was troubled. And she became irritable. And she became fussy and complaining. Have you ever been there? Those are warning signs to us. I want to say stress has a way of sneaking up on us without us realizing that it's there. And I want to tell us today that every one of us are human. Every one of us have a breaking point. And there are times that you and I need, and it's for our good and our benefit, to get away and take some time to sit at Jesus' feet. I had a friend back in high school. And he was running the long distance. I may have been the mile or 880, something like that. And he was a pretty good runner. Long-winded. But he decided he was going to sprint the race. He was going to, from the get-go, he was going to let her go. And he did. A mile run. And he was sprinting. I tell you what, he left everybody behind. And it looked good. I mean, it looked like, you know, they're just going to clean the track for a while. About the third lap, halfway through the third lap, coming into the fourth lap, he began to slow down. And he began to, others started the gap that he had made, it started closing in on him. And then pretty soon he ran off the track. He didn't even finish the race. He just ran off the track and sat down. And folks, that happens to us spiritually many times. You know, burnout is real. Burnout is very real today. The scripture talks about running the race with patience that is set before us. Sometimes the devil will get us going too busy. I mean, it can be justifiable doing good things. But all the time, if I'm becoming irritable, I'm becoming stressed with my family members, I'm coming short with them, that means you're under pressure. And I think about how Jesus one time, he told his disciples, he said, come aside for a little while. Get away. You know, we've got to learn to do that in our spiritual lives before we make a real mess and we get into real trouble. You know, there are people today that have nervous breakdowns because of stress. Getting under a load and they don't recognize they're under this pressure. And it's day in and day out. And we need sometimes things to do something different to get out of that, as mentioned about a rut before service, we need to do something to get out of those places to give us a different perspective. And a couple years ago, we were planning a camping trip, and I'd advise that for all of us to go camping. You may think, well, that's not very spiritual. Yes, it is. Camping is spiritual if you're looking to the Lord in your camping trip. I told my wife, I said, no, I don't see how I can go. I can't. We can't go now. And she kept, honey, I think we need to go camping. And we ended up, we bought a nice big size tent for all of our family to fit in, and Walmart tent, and we went camping. And I'm going to tell you what, I came back a new man. I sat out there the first night, we got the tent set up, and I sat down in the chair, and some of the children were building the fire and kind of unpacking things. And it was just like these little springs started unwinding in my heart. And I thought, Lord, I needed this. But at the time, I didn't realize it. I thought I had to do this and thought I had to get that done. It just seemed like there was no possible way. Folks, we are in this for the long haul. And we don't want to burn out. There is a lot of work for us to do. Every one of us, God wants us to be busy. There is work for every one of us to do. And I want to talk just a little bit about relieving the pastor. Pastors are human. You know, they're not Superman. They're not superhuman. They're people just like all of us are. And sometimes it's good for us to take responsibility to relieve our pastors and those that are in leadership. I know Brother Austis Wilson, it is said that he would go out, he had a place that he would leave every year, get away 2 or 3 weeks just to get away and to take time to refocus, to allow the Spirit to be rekindled and renewed, to be rejuvenated in the Spirit of the Lord. It takes time to do that. And we have to set aside, but those are important for us to do that, because if we don't do that, you can burn up. Raising, for a mother raising a family, small children, we've got a family. It's not easy. And we need to be able to find ways. Grandma and Grandpa, your job is not over with. You thought you were through, but you're not. Sometimes they need you to step in and take the children for a little while Mom and Dad gets away for the weekend and spend some time together to be renewed in their relationship. You know, marriages can burn out that way too. Pretty soon you kind of just start going through the forms and the routine and you lose that spark. It's not because the marriage is bad. It's not because maybe you're doing anything wrong, but you're getting too busy. And you're neglecting one another. Folks, I believe the Bible is balanced today. God does not want us to neglect our families. He doesn't want us to neglect ourselves. And I thought if we can find ways to help one another, to step in, it's not just the minister's responsibility to have people over into our houses and our homes. Visitors that come to our congregation, invite them into your home. It's not just the pastor all the time that invites them in. Do what you can to step in, to relieve some pressure. You know, just recently at home, I was working on my wife's pots, and they've got those little valves on the top of the lids, and some of those were sticking. They weren't working right. And those things are there for a purpose. They're there to relieve the pressure that's being built up from the fire. Folks, I want to say that we face a lot of things in life. There are a lot of temptations. There are a lot of trials. There are a lot of disappointments. There are a lot of difficulties. And I want to say that we need one another. We need the family of God. We need to be close-knit. We need to begin to recognize when somebody's in trouble and they need a little bit of help and a little bit of blessing. And the Lord help us today to be able to recognize, to be close enough to sense the spiritual needs that we have. And that's one thing that another scripture came to my mind this morning. He said, take heed unto yourselves, lest any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, with drunkenness, but he said, with the cares of this life. You see, when we get overcharged, we fail to recognize spiritually the needs that are round about us. We fail to recognize what the Lord is wanting to do. We fail to be able to find that place of rejuvenation in our hearts and in our homes. And it just seems like we're storm-tossed and driven. Lord, help us today. He said, take heed, lest your hearts be overcharged with the cares of this life. We all have cares, don't we? We all have responsibilities. But Mary, it said Mary chose that good part. Jesus was there and she took time to sit down at Jesus' feet. And she was not busy serving. There's a time to serve. But there's also a time to rest and sit down. And the time that we're living in, the devil is wanting to drive us. It's like you ever seen those I don't know what they're called, but it's like a little round deal that the mice go on. It's an exercise thing for mice. A treadmill. Those mice get on that thing and they run and run and run. And they don't go anywhere. And you know, sometimes we do the very same thing. We got so busy, we feel like we're doing this and we're doing that. And we're sometimes missing what the Lord really wants for us to do. I want to challenge us, encourage us to be able to find. We need to find a rhythm. The long distance runner, they find a rhythm and a balance in their running. If they don't, they won't make it. If they start out of the chute and they just give it all they got and they go, 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 they're not going to finish the race. And you and I won't either. And I want to be in this for the long run. I want to be at this 20 years from now. I don't want to be burnt out on the sideline somewhere with no hope and down and out. Lord, help us today to take care of one another, of ourselves, of our families. We need to learn how to relax more in our spiritual lives and learn how to trust God more. And I've been trying to learn this. I know on our drive down here, I had the Lord so many times. The roads were icy in so many spots. They were treacherous, and these trucks were just zooming on by like there was nothing wrong with the roads. And I felt my knuckles getting white behind the steering wheel. And I thought, I've got to relax. I've got to ease up here. If I get too tense, you get too nervous, and you'll do something that you shouldn't do. You've got to relax. And we need to do that in our lives. We need to learn how to relax our minds and our hearts and slow down and allow more trust and more confidence. And I'm trying to learn that myself, to be able to put more things into God's hands and allow Him to work and allow Him to move. And the Lord can do that. He can bless us. Sometimes we need to say no. You know, it's very easy, and I don't know if you found it, but for me as a person, it's hard to say no. I may have a plate full already, but sometimes it's difficult to say, I'm sorry, I can't get to that. Somehow, many times I find myself just trying to squeeze it in somewhere. I tell you what, that's a weakness that some of us have, and it will hurt us, and it will hinder us, and there's nothing wrong saying, I'm sorry, I can't get to that right now. Maybe later on I can do it. We need to do that if we've got too much on our plate. And speaking about what we've got on our plate, how many of you keep a little a little list of things you want to get done during the day. I think some of us do that. Things that you want to get done. Now let me ask you about your list. How many times does it have about 3 days or 4 days worth of work on one day? What happens? You just start moving things down to the next. Folks, we can't do it all in one day. We can't. As much as we try, we drive, we push, try to get this done, try to get that done, and it leaves us discouraged. Many times I've sat back and looked at my list, and wow, I didn't get anything done. Sometimes we make our priorities too high, our expectations too high, and we don't meet them, then we get discouraged and disappointed. Why didn't I get more done? Lord, help us today to know how to be able to sit at Jesus' feet, to receive what He has for us, and then we can come back refreshed. We can come back renewed. We can come back with renewed purpose. I know, talked about camping when you get away for a while and then you come back, you're able to get a different perspective on it. There's something about it when you're just right there in the daily grind all the time, facing this and facing that, that pretty soon you begin to lose the big picture. You begin, all you see is all this little stuff right here in front of you. But when you step back and take another look, the Lord is able to talk to your heart and able to open up things to your mind, your spirit, that will help us in our Christian life to be able to be what God wants us to be. I read an article one time. It talked about these two sisters. They lived across town from each other. And they always intended to be able to go and have lunch together. But you know what happened. You know how life goes. Pretty soon, one of them came down sick and passed and died. And this one, she wrote a poem afterwards. The regrets that she had, that she didn't take the time to just go over and have lunch with her sister that lived just across town, the regrets and the sorrow and the heartache that she experienced. And she wrote a poem, and I can't quote the whole poem, but at the end it says, "You better slow down, and you better hear and listen to the music before the song is over with." Lord, help us today to recognize the value of being able to sit at the Lord's feet and recognize the value of that balanced, that step, that harmony, that our homes don't become places of contention, places of irritability, just like Martha. I can relate to Martha because I've been there at times. Lord, help us today. The Lord wants to encourage us and challenge us. There is places, I know there's a lot of work to do, but the Lord can't do it if we're burnt out and we're burnt up. Lord, help us today to find that rhythm in our spiritual lives. And I believe the Lord will help us and bless us. Amen.